In 1978, fossil expert Gareth Nelson of the American Museum of Natural History in New York wrote, "The idea that one can go to the fossil record and expect to empirically recover an ancestor descendant sequence, be it of species, genera, families, or whatever, has been and continues to be a pernicious illusion." Nature science writer Henry Gee doesn't doubt Darwinian evolution, but he candidly admits that we can't infer descent with modification from fossils. "No fossil is buried with its birth certificate," he wrote in 1999. That and the scarcity of fossils means that it is effectively impossible to link fossils into chains of cause and effect in any valid way. According to Gee, we call new fossil discoveries missing links, as if the chain of ancestry and descent were a real object for our contemplation, and not what it really is, a completely human invention created after the fact, shaped to accord with human prejudices. He concluded, "To take a line of fossils and claim they represent a lineage is not a scientific hypothesis that can be tested, but an assertion that carries the same validity as a bedtime story. Amusing, perhaps even instructive, but not scientific." For many years, the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco proudly featured a museum exhibit called Darwinism. Some of the fossils on display were so small that magnifying glasses were positioned over them so curious school children could see them clearly. As visitors exited the museum, they were treated to a hard facts wall, which showed an evolutionary tree of major animal groups. At each branch point in the tree, supposedly signifying the common ancestor of the branches above it, was a magnifying glass like those used elsewhere in the exhibit. Anyone who looked closely, however, could see that the magnifying glasses in this display had nothing under them. Visitors were expected to imagine common ancestors. Of course, one can assume that Darwin's theory is true, and then try to fit the fossil evidence into the picture suggested by the theory. There's nothing unreasonable about this, but let's state the reasoning up front. Theory rules, even without evidence. Fossils cannot provide evidence for descent with modification, even when they're from the same species, much less when they're from entirely different species. Any claim to the contrary is just a pernicious illusion, or a bedtime story. How to put students to sleep. Fossils. No fossil is buried with its birth certificate. That and the scarcity of fossils means that it is effectively impossible to link fossils into chains of cause and effect in any valid way. To take a line of fossils and claim that they represent a lineage is not a scientific hypothesis that can be tested, but an assertion that carries the same validity as a bedtime story. Amusing, perhaps even instructive, but not scientific. Evolutionary biologist Henry Gee, 1999.